This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants. I'm Riley Smith. The ag industry is still seeking some more clarity from the USDA on the recent guidelines. We'll have more right after this.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
The recent USDA guidelines on climate smart ag practices for biofuel feedstocks has been generally received positively, but there are still some areas that need clarification. Fortunately, there is now a 60-day window for farmers to speak up about what they would like to see. Craig Muchka, Director of Strategic Partnerships on Landis's sustainability team, said this comment period is very important for the ag industry.
It looks like there's no haying or grazing of cover crops allowed. So that may limit some flexibility for some farmers. And manure is a hot topic in this round as well. So again, I think overall seemingly friendly, but a lot more to learn and a lot more to come, it sounds like.
Muchka said he sees a couple of topics in particular that might be at the top of these discussions during the comment period.
So manure, there's no credit for using manure as fertilizer. So that's a big one, I think, that will, and this is just an opinion, but I imagine that will get a lot of feedback. I think a positive in the fertilizer realm is that that nitrogen inhibitors will be allowed, but only a specific list of products qualify. And so probably be a lot more chatter along those lines. And then so yield and fertilizer, which fertilizer I touched on already, but yield levels and fertilizer application rates are excluded, which, you know, there's probably going to be a lot of feelings and opinions.
For the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.